stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Hey Dave, Jason here. I like your OSC rules. I would say thieves should probably do a D4 and have a D4 hit die because, well, thieves are bad people. Ninjas could have D6, of course. That'd be okay. Yeah, so I guess that's about all I have for you. Of course, if we go by that, then do we need to give witches like a D10 because witches are really cool? Nah. I might be okay with giving witches a D6, though. As far as the knife goes, though, I don't know that you need to decrease the damage die for the knife. We've both seen enough martial arts movies and Filipino movies and whatnot where somebody with a knife is doing a ton of damage. So there's no question somebody with a knife can really tear you up, you know, just as fast, if not faster, than somebody with a sword, really. They might not hack a limb off, but, you know, as you get in there and start stabbing rapidly, you know, somebody's going to bleed out pretty quick.
Hey Dave, Minion here. Just listening to your call regarding your podcast, where I'm calling, your podcast regarding the Old School Essentials variable damage. So you were suggesting using the hit dice of the character class as the damage they deal, rather than just having a flat D6 or having it depend on the type of weapon. Now this is really interesting. I think it's a great idea. It's a really, really good idea. And I think if you look at one point, you have to look at one point, which is that the weapons, the sword in particular, is a very specific weapon for the fighter class, particularly the magical swords. It gives them a real kind of power over any other class. And obviously, they, elves and dwarves, are the only ones who can use them. So you might want to decide whether you want wizards to be able to use any weapon that's thrown to them, including magical swords. And they only deal out the D4 damage based on their hit dice. But they will get the advantages of that sword. So if it's a +2 sword, +3 versus undead, they get that also. I mean, it does mean that the fighters get less of an advantage. And the wizards get to use intelligent swords with all these magical powers built into them. That might push things, change the balance dynamics a little bit. But it's also quite exciting because it means you can have your Gandalf-type wizard with his sword, magical sword, rather than just this dagger, you know. You could have them with bows, obviously, as well, missile weapons, shooting arrows. So it'd be interesting to sort of see how it works out.
Quick episode today, couple of responses there from Menion of Confessions of a Wee, Timorous Bushy, and of course Jason of Nerds RPG Variety Cast. Yeah, Jason, so I wasn't suggesting that I would penalise knife damage. I absolutely agree with you. With the right kind of skilled handling, knives are, you know, if you're stabbed in the right place with a knife, you're not going to go, oh, thank goodness that wasn't a battle axe. You're just going to, you're still not going to enjoy it. So my suggestion was that, you know, whatever weapon you're wielding, you do your class damage. The reason for the little addendum is that I thought, actually, sometimes I'll reward a player for using a knife instead of a sword, because sometimes, you know, you can swing at a problem with your favourite weapon, but sometimes a knife is just the right tool for the job. So yeah, I wasn't suggesting penalising it, rather rewarding it. I absolutely agree. Yeah, you know, it's the damage by class would be representing that class's particular skill at dealing damage, regardless of weapon. But Menion makes an excellent point, and this is something I'm admitting to only really grasping as I go, is the sort of the neat way these different elements do really tie together in BX. So you do have to be a little bit careful about moving the parts around. So that has given me second thoughts. Yes, you know, the spells, the monster lists, the magic items, they tie together to indicate a particular kind of experience. Yeah, and I suppose I haven't spent that time yet poring over the magic item tables. But yes, class restrictions on weapons will then have implications for which magic items can be wielded. So actually that inclines me to maybe not move the parts yet. I think if I'm going to go back to choosing between D6, I do like that, the neatness of just having a D20 and D6, but I think if I'm going to move away from damage by class for now, then I'll go with the variant damage by weapon. But I'll consider introducing damage by class maybe later on. But yeah, I fully accept that there is an entire, a system of checks and balances that is there. I don't know how much stock, again, until I've played it for a significant amount of time, I don't know how much, how much emphasis to put on that. Did the BX version of the game really represent a really kind of, the natural balancing that will happen in, just after hours and hours and hours of play? Or is it that we have come in our interpretation of the rules to see all of these little distinctions as being part of the way the game is balanced? You know, maybe it's how we play has emerged to balance all of those things. I'm not sure. But yeah, the spirit of OSC was always to play the definitive game, play it as written, and maybe muck about with it later. So that has given me pause. Thanks very much for those thoughtful comments. Keep the call-ins coming in. Keep well, everyone. I'll catch you soon. Oh, and of course, I didn't say anything about witches or ninjas. Jason Nerds, referring to my current two favourite things in RPGs. When you're playing BX, thieves just are ninjas and magic users just are witches. Surely? Fight me. Seriously though, on that, looking through the monster lists, in old school essentials, no hags. When do the hags come in? Which edition? Which supplement? Where from? Monster Manual experts, Fiend Folio experts, let me know. Quick little addendum, I suppose I could keep damage by class and then keep the weapon restrictions, but that just doesn't seem as neat and elegant. I mean, I like the idea that only certain classes can use the sword. You know, it's actually a sort of high training weapon to use in an effectively damaging way. But then I kind of think anybody who is going down in dungeons fighting evil creatures is probably going to have put the time in to learn how to wave one about. Not as well as the others, but that's all captured in base attack bonus. So yeah. I'm mixed again. I'll keep thinking about it. But I think for the time being, the spirit of playing OSE for me for the next term is play the definitive experience, muck about later. So I think I'll stick with the variant damage by weapon.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at d_percentile.